The following is a review of derivatives principles and is designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in risk management applications and option strategies. The first LOS is to determine the value at expiration, the profit, maximum loss, break-even underlying price at expiration, and payoff graph of the strategies of buying and selling calls and puts, and determine the potential outcomes for investors using these strategies. Well, this is one big LOS, so let's just dive in. Consider a call option with a premium of $5 and a strike price of $50. This means that the buyer of the option pays $5 to the writer. At expiration, if the stock price is less than or equal to $50, the option has zero value. In this case, the buyer of the option is out the $5 premium, and the writer of the option is ahead $5. Once the strike price increases to $50 and continues to increase, the option becomes more and more in the money, and the buyer starts to recover the amount of the option premium. Once the option moves into the money by the amount of the option premium, the buyer starts to make a dollar-for-dollar gain for every dollar increase in the stock price, and the option seller begins to lose money at the same rate. The relationship between the profit or loss to the option holder or writer and the underlying stock's value may be graphically represented in an option profit-loss diagram. From the profit-loss diagram for a call option, it can be seen that the maximum loss to the buyer of a call is the loss of the premium. Also, the break-even point for both the buyer and the seller is the strike price plus the premium. It also shows that the profit potential to the buyer of the option is unlimited, and conversely, the potential loss to the writer of the call option is unlimited, and that the call holder will exercise the option whenever the stock's price exceeds the strike price at the expiration date. Furthermore, the greatest profit that the writer can make is the amount of the premium. An important feature of options trading is that the sum of the profits between the buyer and the seller of a call option is always zero. This is why options are referred to as a zero-sum game. There are no net profits or losses in the market. The long's profits always equal the short's losses. Now let's consider a put option with a $5 premium and an exercise price of $50. This means that the buyer of the put pays $5 to the writer. When the expiration date price of the stock is equal to or greater than $50, the put will have zero value because it is either at the money when the stock price is $50 or out of the money if the stock price is greater than $50. In this case, the buyer of the option has a loss of $5 and the writer of the option has a gain of $5. Now, as the stock price falls below $50, the buyer of the put option will start to recoup some of the premium and will break even when the stock price is $45 per share at expiration, which means that the put option is in the money by the amount of the premium. However, as the stock price moves downward and the option moves further and further into the money, the seller of the option starts to lose money and will actually experience a loss when the stock price is below $45 at expiration. The profit-loss diagram for a put option shows that the maximum loss for the buyer of a put is the premium, whereas the maximum gain to the buyer of the put option is limited to the strike price less the premium. And the break-even price of a put buyer or seller is equal to the strike price minus the option premium. The profit-loss diagram for a put option also shows that maximum profit to the writer of a put is the amount of the premium. Like with call options, the sum of the profits between the buyer and the seller of a put option is always equal to zero. A buyer of puts or a seller of calls will profit when the price of the underlying asset decreases. A buyer of calls or a seller of puts will profit when the price of the underlying asset increases. In general, a put buyer believes the underlying asset is overvalued and will decline in price, while a call buyer anticipates an increase in the underlying asset's price. Our next LOS requires us to determine the value at expiration, profit, maximum loss, break-even underlying price at expiration, and payoff graph of a covered call strategy and a protective put strategy, and explain the risk management application of each strategy. A covered call is a call option written on a stock that is owned by the call writer. The term covered means that the stock covers the obligation to deliver stock assumed in writing the call. A covered call writer believes that the stock's price will not go up anytime soon and wants to increase his or her income by collecting the call premium. Now, you should recognize that this strategy for enhancing one's income does not eliminate risk. The covered call writer trades the upside potential of the stock for the amount of the call premium. An examination of the profit-loss diagram for a covered call option shows that for prices below the original value of the stock, the loss on the stock is reduced by the amount of the call premium. However, for stock prices equal to or greater than the exercise price of the call option, the maximum profit to the covered call strategy is the intrinsic value of the call option, if there was any, when the covered call option was written, plus the amount of the call premium. A protective put is an investment management technique designed to protect a stock from a decline in value. It is constructed by buying both a stock and a put option on that stock. An examination of the profit-loss diagram for a protective put shows that the loss to a protective put is limited to the amount of the put premium plus any amount that the put was out of the money when written. The gain on a protective put position is unlimited, but reduced by the amount of the put premium. It is important that you note that a protective put has the same shape profit diagram as a long call position.